The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, is best known for its exploration of the world beyond our planet. But on a recent NASA science flight over interior Alaska, the plane never left Earth's orbit, and the thing being studied was the ground. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig went along for the ride and has this report.
It's spitting rain at Eielson Air Force Base as the six-person NASA team files onto a small business jet. If you'd expect a NASA science plane to be all polished steel and shiny computer screens, you'd be wrong. There are some metal racks with monitoring equipment mounted on them, but this plane was built in 1983 and looks it. There's old wood paneling and beige leather seats with brass seat belts.
It's a former Air Force plane that used to fly generals around, and NASA got it as a government surplus.
Peter Griffith is an earth scientist with NASA, but on this flight, he's known as the SOB.
Scientist on board. Or in Peter's case.
Well, they do like calling me the SOB.
It fits.
That's Griffith's colleague, Tim Miller. So, what is the science being done on board this airplane? It has to do with a piece of equipment we can't see from inside, a super fancy radar stuck to the bottom of the plane that jumps into action once we're up at 41,000 feet, Griffith explains.
So the radar is now shooting off the left wing of the plane. It's picking up the vegetation structure, it's picking up the ground surface, and it's picking up a little bit of information about how much soil moisture is in the top of the soil.
That information, whether there's forest, shrub, or tundra below us, whether the ground is rising or sinking, and what the soil moisture is, will help NASA answer a larger question.
The information that we're getting on this flight will help us understand on a much broader scale how permafrost thaw is occurring across this area.
Permafrost isn't the only thing that NASA's here to study. This flight is part of a much bigger project they're leading to look at environmental changes in Alaska and Northwest Canada, many of them driven by climate change. NASA's big strength is collecting information from way above the Earth. This lets them look at a huge area, 2.5 million square miles. But they're also partnering with dozens of institutions to conduct research on the ground that ties into what they're collecting from the air. Griffith shows me a slide on his computer where they're all listed.
When I put this slide together, we had 379 U.S. science team members.
At the end of this flight campaign, NASA and their partners will have a ton of data about how things are changing in a huge swath of the North. But they're not going to conduct these flights forever. They're expensive. So another goal of the project is to refine some of the technology they're using so it can be mounted on satellites. That way, NASA can monitor these changes on a regular basis going forward. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig, back on the ground in Fairbanks.